This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Thursday, the day before the parade. It's
the
parade day. Hugh, are you ready for tomorrow? Tomorrow's going to be an incredible Philadelphia day.
It's going to be a day for the ages, man. I mean, I'm excited to see all the Philadelphians that are going to be there, all the Eagles fans, man. I'm just a little jealous.
But
not gonna lie.
But we are part of it, Hugh.
Not really.
Well, we are. We are.
Well, not really.
We are. We're like the soundtrack to the parade.
Well, we're not gonna be able to get banged up. Because we're not gonna be able to get banged up.
But we have correspondents in the field.
I wanna be banged up with everybody else. I wanna be singing Fly Eagles Fly.
You could do that.
Slurred speech, spelling Eagles wrong with everybody else.
You did that 2 weeks ago without being banged up.
I did do that. I wanna fall asleep in the crowd. That's what I probably wouldn't fall asleep. But you get what I'm saying?
I have said over and
totally
over this week.
Totally sober. Going to be totally sober at the parade.
1 p.m., you leave the show, and you go into the crowd, crowd surfing Douglas.
I can't even do that.
I think you should. Anyway, tomorrow, we're going to be, don't forget, Assembly Rooftop at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel, and all the parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. And Hugh, our friends over at Del Frisco's just showed up. Means that, Hugh, there's food out there.
I got some free.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Look at God. They got some free food for the day. Oh, got some Del Frisco's.
Well, if we lose Hugh this segment, there's a reason why.
I'm watching the door because you know we got some scavengers.
You might lose me, too.
We got some scavengers.
You want me to tell you what's over there?
Like who?
You want me to tell you what's over there? Well,
we got some steak. I know we got some steak.
Kobe strip loin. 32-ounce tomahawk steak.
Ooh.
Twice-baked truffle potatoes and some lemon cake that, you know, Rhea always talks about.
The lemon cake.
Yeah. Usually when they bring the lemon cake, I take a big piece.
Yeah, I want some of that tomahawk.
Well, and tomorrow you can celebrate the Eagles parade at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse on 15th at Chestnut. Doors open tomorrow at 1 p.m. Enjoy the featured Eagles Victory VIP Martini, and their full menu will be available.
Oh, that's going to be packed tomorrow, too.
The parade will be on all their TVs, so hanging out at the bar, you can make a reservation for a table. Plus, they still have availability Sunday for a belated Valentine's Day, so make your reservation before it's too late in case you're behind because the whole parade thing.
Sunday.
Yep. Or you want to bring whoever you want to bring.
I'm just saying.
Bring whoever. Go Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494.
Way to go, Del Frisco's.
Yes.
Looking out for the side pieces everywhere.
Well, looking out for whoever needs to go to Del Frisco's on Sunday. Now, we appreciate them coming in and bringing us some lunch today. All right, Hugh, so before we go back to the phones here, talking about 2017, 2022, which is the one, 2024, which is the one that meant more to you and was more special. How about this? Milton Williams shared this, that the Eagles were motivated by all of the three-peat stuff from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, they should have been.
I like that.
The coin in the phrase, three-peat. Yep. They went out and bought the patent on three-peat.
They took it from Pat Riley. Pat Riley, because he three-peated that all those years ago with the Lakers. But, yeah, the Chiefs were all over that. I love this stuff when teams get, I mean, you don't have to be motivated to win the Super Bowl anyway, but there's like a little extra. Like, you guys are already planning the celebration. We didn't even start the game.
No, that's how, that's what I heard, how Belichick got his team motivated to beat the brakes off of us.
He found
the parade route.
Yeah.
And he talked about it. Man, listen, this is one of those things where, you know, that plays directly into the adversity that the Eagles have felt all year long. And you saw that. Man, again, I can't stress to you enough. That was a man whooper, man. There was nothing. Everybody talk, oh, Big Red didn't scheme that. There was no scheme for ass whoopings. Like Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And you saw a face punching. So much so that Travis had, he had on this Boogie Nice outfit and he had the nice little haircut. And he knew in that game there was nothing he could do because the Eagles were on one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when CJ GJ was talking all that trash, it was nothing you could do. Because if you would have put your hands on it, you was going to get jumped. You was about to get whooped. So it was one of those, hey, man, you look at your clock, Joe, and say, let's let the clock run out on his ass.
Woman. Let's get out of here.
Let's just get out of here. That's it. Because like I told you, I talked to folks there, and they said, and I was like, hey, man, you know, love you guys. And guys are like, hey, man, we just got our ass kicked.
So off of that, and then we'll go right back to the phones here. We were just playing some of the closer on the mic'd up. So when I was watching it this morning, I was waiting to see if there was a breaking point with the body language and the voices of the Chiefs. I found it. So every time Mahomes got stopped with a sack or the interceptions, they did go to him and like he was mic'd up. And I felt like the first half of the game, he stayed positive. But remember the first drive of the second half when they had fourth down, I think, and they went for it and didn't get it?
Mm-hmm.
He went back to the sidelines, Mahomes, and he's like, ugh. Like you, it
he
felt,
knew it.
Yeah, it felt like there was a moment of, it's just not our
night. Back's broken.
Yeah, there was a moment where they broke him, and it was like a spiritual thing where he realized we can't do anything. We can't move the football. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. Curtis is in New Jersey. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Curtis? We're doing well, buddy. What's up?
Good. So this year was super special because Jalen got to silence all the naysayers. I have special memories from actually all four of the Eagles Super Bowls dating back to when Hugh played. I know he may not remember it, but I was upstairs with the players when pregame when they were getting their hair cut. My buddy was the barber for Molly and Doogie. And Hugh and I actually rode the elevator downstairs on the way when he was on his way to the game. He had a burgundy suit on, if I remember correctly. Then the year that we won, I actually was a fan for the game. The year that we lost to Kansas City, I actually worked the game. I had row one. And this year I worked the game, and I had the pleasure of escorting the players' families on the field. So it's been a great run, and I appreciate the Eagles and Hugh and WIP for all that they do. But I'll say this year was special because Jalen got to silence the naysayers. Thank you.
Yeah, Curtis, man, good fun. Curtis got himself an experience with all the Super Bowls. He's been around them all. He even was with you, Hugh, when you got your haircut, 2004.
I don't remember. But, I mean, that's not to say it didn't happen. I don't have a
was that would that be a typical thing, like game day or before you get your haircut?
No.
You had hair
not
then.
For me. Yeah, I had hair, but it was starting to go.
Yeah.
The hairline was starting to back up.
Yeah, did you know it then, or you were in denial?
No, you know what's funny? And it's a picture. And you'll see it. When I got back to town, it was a little shortcut, but my hairline started by my ears.
Oh.
And I was like, dog, that's a bad look. So I cut it off. I hate that picture. As a matter of fact, it's the one that's on the Philly Goat t-shirt. I was like, out of all the pictures, y'all want to pick out. Y'all pick the receding hairline picture.
I got to order that one.
Don't do that. It was the receding, and they were like, "Hey, the picture was nice, but I was like, "Damn, they would have picked out of all the pictures of me in an Eagles outfit, they want to pick the one where my hairline is receding." Okay, I mean, you know, whatever.
Oh yeah, I found it here. Yeah, that
thing was going. You see it backpedaling. You see that thing backpedaling, man.
That hair starts way up top.
No, and then you look at the younger pictures. You see how the nice little hairline. And in that picture, that was the one where I realized, oh, yeah, I better go ahead and
Right, that one
come
right
on,
there?
Yeah, come on home. I was like, yeah, I better come on home.
You had to at that point. All right, Violet in Virginia's up. What's up, Violet?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Violet.
How are you?
What's up, Violet?
Yeah, sorry, that's my little chihuahua belt barking in the background.
Oh, no worries. We have dogs He's barking on the show all the time.
He's excited about the Eagles win.
Of course he is.
All right, so I really struggled with which one for me. I mean, obviously, the Nick Foles was special because that whole ride was magical. But for me, it was this one. This one edges it out just because, just everything. I mean, it had controversy. It had ups and downs. The guys went through so much. Jalen went through so much. Nick Sirianni went through so much. And we rise above all of it. And for me, the other thing, too, it's going to forever be ingrained in my mind. It was just like the perfect day. Like, I got up, I went to the gym, I was freaking doing Eagles cheers everywhere. I came home, my husband and I did pre-gaming, we did mimosas, we got ready for the game, we watched all kinds of football, and man, our Eagles just kicked some major Kansas City butt.
Yes, they did. For 3 hours, it was a butt-whooping. The best part, Violet, was how no one ever does that to Patrick Mahomes, and they did it.
And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And I have some guys that I would love to hear talk.
Yeah, who do you want to hear tomorrow?
I know this is going to sound really weird, but just because of everything that he's been through, I'd like to hear Bryce Huff.
Say what?
Just like you, yeah.
Want to hear Bryce? Well, I said it jokingly. I think Violet's serious.
Well, maybe she is.
No, I am serious. I like to hear like kind of off-the-cuff people. And, of course, I'd love to hear AJ, Jalen, Nick, and BG. And I can't wait to hear Nick. And you know what? And I love the fact, it was so funny because they were talking about whether he was going to cry or not during the Super Bowl, during the anthem. That was not a tear-jerking type of anthem.
No. So
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I was actually...
Like Whitney was.
Oh, sure. Oh, that was a powerful one back in the day in Tampa. Yeah, Violet, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Sirianni tomorrow is going to be electric. He needs to have himself a time and get up to the microphone and do his thing there. And I that's the one. I mean, him, Howie. Yeah, the Bryce Huff thing. You know, the reaction if Bryce Huff got to the mic tomorrow would be like the clip we have of they don't know who he is. I mean, that would come full circle. Be like, who?
Nah, he runs the chance because they're going to be hella sauced up. He would run the chance of an Eagles fan saying, get off the mic.
I would, my advice tomorrow, just blend in. Enjoy it.
They don't know who he is.
Yeah, you got to be there. You're part of the team. But I wouldn't make myself a story tomorrow. I mean,
no, you probably
yeah. People want to hear
what
from.
What did you say, lay out?
Yeah, just.
You want to lay out on that one.
just take a deep breath.
You just want to lay out, dog. No, that was what I was saying.
All right, so a couple things going on. One. I'm looking at the TV in front of me. I wonder if we're getting our answer here to because we had a question a few days ago. Would Kellen Moore attend the parade? Well, Kellen Moore is currently in New Orleans being introduced as the head coach of the Saints. Now, here's the question.
Should have took that $2 bet. I'd have been $2 richer.
Well, does he fly back tonight for the parade?
Why would you?
Because he's part of this.
Yeah, man, listen. This is my personal opinion. It would be kind of weird. Even though he's a part of it, he's moved on. I don't think. He wants to put that behind him, so I don't think he comes.
Would you go to the parade if you were Kellen Moore and you were the Saints head coach?
Hell yeah, I'd be there. But let me say this first: I wouldn't have did that. I wouldn't have did the press conference first.
You would have said, "Hey, can
I would
we do
have
it
waited
Monday
after." Yes, I would have moved on from the Eagles after the parade.
Yeah, my guess is he's not going to show up.
He ain't coming.
Well, but it's also, you know what it is? It's kind of a weird look for his new fan base. Like, all right, Kellen Moore, first day on the job. What are you doing?
He going back to Philadelphia and wearing Eagles gear.
Getting drunk in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he can't do it. I don't think he does it.
Yeah, probably not. So we may have got our answer on that. Also, there's an impending retirement that is going on in the city of Philadelphia that most don't know about. Mad Mike, I guess, is this
calling in now?
Hanging him up? Mad Mike, what's up?
You know what? No. And you know why I'm not hanging it up? That last booger eater of a caller. I went to the gym and I drank mimosas. No. You know what? This may be a low point, but I'm never going to go away because I'm never going to listen to booger eater callers telling me how they spent their day like a dork. and then I gotta listen to this. No.
I mean, come on.
Moron. Jalen Hurts is surrounded by a bunch
boogers,
of talent. He's basically carrying the title.
That.
And I'm not retiring. I hate this team.
The mucus is designed to stop the bacteria from getting in your body.
Yeah.
So, in essence, when you eat a booger, you're allowing the bacteria to get back in your body.
Yeah, I didn't even need to know that to know it was a bad
idea. Which Super Bowl win was your favorite, man?
2017, 2024, Mike.
Yeah, I was low for a couple days, but you know I can't let this city go unchecked. And you know what you're gonna get now, Philadelphia? 6 months of the most boring sports talk ever. Ooh, I thought we're gonna go on a dynasty.
Well, we
got to deal with Joel Embiid, and I'm gonna be right here when this all comes back crashing down. And I'm going to be there to rub it in everyone's face.
So you're retiring for now.
I'm not retiring
from anything. I'm just like in Leonardo DiCaprio and Wolf on Wall Street. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying.
All right, he's here, everyone. Buckle up. Mad Mike not retiring. Well, those rumors were false.
So the whole thing about him saying he's going to check everybody?
Yeah.
You can't. There's nothing
really.
You can say to us
right
now.
Your words, Kate.
We don't
no
care.
Way.
It doesn't matter, right? It's going to roll off people's backs. Now, it would trigger people 3 months ago. Sirianni heard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's all that stuff. Now, it's not going to work. Here we have some news that contradicts our thoughts on Kellen Moore.
He coming to town?
According to some of the reporters that are following this press conference, Kellen Moore will return to Philadelphia for the parade tomorrow.
If
I put that $2 down,
I know you were
would have been rich.
You were peacocking around here two minutes ago.
I told you so, Douglas.
I thought I won that one. No, I didn't. I mean, I guess.
Word of advice
for a short-lived victory for you.
Yeah, it was. Not even two minutes.
If I could share a piece of advice for talk show hosts down in New Orleans, you got to come out firing tomorrow. This guy doesn't care about his new job. Half-assed in day one?
You talking about drinking in Philly? You talk about hot takey.
Get him out.
He doesn't care about us.
Uh-huh.
He don't care about us. He's still in Philadelphia. He's in love with them.
Party boy in Philadelphia on a float. Yeah, that's his problem.
He should have been out looking for a quarterback. He should have been trying to get Trevor Lawrence.
Instead, he's in Philadelphia on a parade float. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence!
What's up, fellas?
How we doing, buddy?
Everybody talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why. Hey, man, Sirianni, he got a free pass anywhere in the hood, man, anywhere he goes right now. Sirianni can't do no wrong, man. And like you said, that was a belt-to-ass whooping the other night. Mahomes couldn't do nothing, man. And that was when I'm go get the switch. When grandma told you to go with the switch off
and pick,
the wood.
Go pick the one. Go pick the one.
You pick your own switch.
That was so disrespectful.
That's one I'm disrespectful ass whoopings, man. And it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to come back from this. But I'm going to go with the 24 team, man. This team this year, man. This is the reason why I'm going with this year's team. I feel like the 17 team, the lightning in the bottle. I feel like we had uncertainty with our quarterback. We had a backup quarterback going in, so we didn't know how Carson Wentz is going to come back, if he's going to be himself. I know he's coming off that knee injury that he suffered versus the Rams. We didn't know about the team called lightning in the bottle. So this team, we have a lot of our core intact for the next couple of years. We have our starting quarterback. So this feels a little different. And I feel like this team was dominant. It was a more complete team. Like, they fed off each other. The offense and defense complemented each other. So I feel like this team, it means more to me, you know what I mean? And to me, I feel like this team was hard to defend. It was hard to defend on defense, and I feel like our offense was hard to defend with Saquon and kind of pick your poison with A.J. Brown and Smitty Goddard and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they were. They had more really talented players. Like, that team was really good in 2017, really deep, and obviously the backups played a huge role. But, I mean, this team had Saquon Barkley, who was an MVP candidate. They had A.J., Devontae. Like, in 2017, we had Blunt and Ajayi and Alshon and Torrey. It was different. Aguilar was just a different group, yeah.
And, Joe, I feel like we gotta enjoy this right now, man, because we all know we hunted last year, but next year we're gonna be the team that everyone hunts for.
Of course.
We're going to get the best game from everybody. So I feel like we got to enjoy this championship. A.J. Brown, man, enjoy this, because there's going to be teams trying to tool their rosters to be us now. Because we have the roster that everybody wants to be like. So we have to get ready for that next year. So I want to enjoy this championship. I feel like next year we can reach further goals. I know A.J., hopefully that postman, he wants more. He's more hungrier. So let's hope he comes back, man. And, man, Mike, man, he really can't say nothing, man. We're the world champs, baby. What you going to say?
What are you going to say now? Terrence, good phone call. Yeah. In terms of teams hunting them next year, yeah. I mean, Hugh, I wouldn't be surprised if during the draft coverage that we see, a lot of the conversation is going to be like, well, that team's taking another old lineman because they got to block the Eagles. You know, like, you got to beat the champ.
That's how most teams are built, especially you talk about teams in our division. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if with the way that the team is playing, bolstering up their offense, probably some teams taking running backs, trying to match the running game type style. So, yeah, that's what you're looking at, definitely.
Yeah, well, and that's just the natural thing, right? Like, whoever wins, the next group and the next teams try to figure out, like, what do I need to do to beat that team? So that's going to be going
definitely.
On. Hugh, I see you eyeing in the hallway. Is lunch being poached?
I see. Jack don't like to wash his hands, dog, so that kind of – you know, I'm kind of leery about that.
This is not good.
Jack's not a hand washer. Mm-hmm. And he's not, you know, he's not a guy that likes, and he's in there getting food right now.
I saw Ike take a full
plate.
I'm
cool. Well, you know, Ike, he don't follow no rules anyway. But Jack, the one, he don't wash his hands, so I'm a little leery about that now.
Yeah, you're not passing up Del Frisco's.
No, we all know that. I'm going to suck that one up.
Yeah, that you're going to, don't lie to the audience. All right, let's go to Brian, who's up next. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Brian. What's up?
Not much. So, yeah, I moved out of the area about a year ago. My flight was delayed last night. I didn't want to take the risk of not getting out. So I'm driving right now 6 hours back to the area. Born and raised in the Philadelphia area. So to me, being in Buffalo Bills country, I have to say this year is probably more important to me personally. you know, thank God for the Audacity app, listening to you guys day to day on my way to work. It's kept me in touch with, you know, local Philadelphia
That's
sports.
Funny.
Also, I flew back for the NFC Championship game. I scored some tickets. I went with my dad. The last time I was at a game with him was at the Vet. And I was able to spend time, you know, with family, with my brother-in-law, my nephew. So we were there for the NFC Championship. So I think it's much different this year. For me personally, you know, I'm not in an area where I'm surrounded by Eagles fans, but the last 2 weeks, you know, this entire year I've worked Eagles gear except for Sundays. A little superstitious. I was undefeated this year on Sundays not wearing Eagles gear. The days that I did wear Eagles gear, they lost every game this year, which wasn't many. But, again, going back now, you know, being up here the last 2 weeks wearing my stuff, everyone's go Birds. And it was a different, you know, changing of tides. It felt like everyone was on the Eagles side this time. But just being able to come back and celebrate, you know, right now and super fired up. I was at the parade last time in 2017-18 and, you know, coming back this time and doing it with family this time. So I think to me, I'm looking forward to the most. And I think the biggest difference, if not personally, I think, you know, last time they were the underdogs, chip on their shoulders. This time, I think it's just really the start of something for the organization over the next few years.
It does feel that way. But if last time it felt like almost a one-off or out of nowhere, this feels like the ground floor of what could be a special run. Brian, enjoy the parade coming up tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, final hour for your phone calls on this. We have to figure it out. Is it 2024, 2020, 2017? Which one was more special to you? Plus, we got to play some audio of someone who seems like they want the smoke from the Eagles next year. Do we have our first big rival of 2025 picked out? All right, let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans have the candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Crimpers are light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. How about donut lovers? They got stuff for y'all for days. They got frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and how can you forget the delicious dipping sticks flavors? I mean, there's so many unique, satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.